Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Well, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject: my husband and his pretty best friend. Okay. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've known my husband since I was in high school, and we have been in an on and off relationship for 31 years. Yeah. Years ago, my husband made bad choices and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison for selling marijuana. I stood by him the entire time he was incarcerated because I knew he was my soulmate. When he got out of prison, he kept his promise to be with me forever, and we have been married for 5 years. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con, and he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. My only problem is that he works from home and has a lot of free time during the day. Since he likes to hang out with his friends while I'm at work, there is one friend in particular that I have a huge problem with. We have both known her since we were in high school, but they became closer friends over the years. He has 4 close male friends and they're all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She's still a beautiful woman and she's kept herself up over the years. She is treated like one of the boys, so she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping and it's no different than one of his boys being there. If the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my husband because she's there all the time. And she snapped at me and she said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much.
Wow.
Woo! Shirley, what should I do about this?
Okay.
If this is my only problem in my marriage, should I overlook it, or do you think I'm being too lenient in this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. Please help me. Okay, let's just get right to this. Yes, you're absolutely being way too lenient. And stop joking. Okay. You said you jokingly told her that you don't get much quality time because she's always there. Stop joking. This is no joking matter at all. You got to tell her, get out. Get out. And your husband doesn't have to be the one to tell her. I don't care what she says. You can tell her, because guess what? It's your house too. What are you joking about? This is a serious situation here. You got a woman sitting up in your house, whether you're there or not, with your husband. You're at work. That's very serious. There's no jokes here. No jokes. There's no way she should be doing this. This is so disrespectful. This just from your husband. I don't care if he says she is one of the boys. You're not there. You don't know what's going on. And she snapped at you? Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am.
At your house.
Yeah. This is in your own self house. Get her out. If you can't tell your husband to tell her to get out, okay? Because you need to check him too, because he's wrong for having her in there. This is just wrong on so many levels. This is your house. You can say whatever you need to say to whoever's in the house, okay? And tell your husband she can't come over anymore, period. And she better not be there the next time you get home from work.
I know,
all right?
Sure.
Or else. All right, Steve, come on.
Well, okay. good response, Shirley. I agree with everything you said. Here's another different perspective on it.
Thank you.
My husband and his pretty best friend. I've known my husband since I was in high school. We've been in an on and off again relationship for 31 years. I've done some numbers on this. They around 47 now. So we got some good and grown ass people in this letter right here. You've been in an on again, off again 31 years since high school. You're in high school 17, 15 and 31, 40, that's 46. They somewhere between 45 and 50. Husband made some bad choices, did 8 years for selling weed. You stood by him the whole time he was incarcerated because when he was incarcerated, and because you knew he was your soulmate. He got out of prison, he kept his promise to be with me forever, and we've been married for 5 years now. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con, and he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. Boy, he came up, man.
Yeah,
most people struggle when they get out of prison, so let's see what kind of job this is. He got a good job. My only problem is that he works from home. Let's stop the letter. You married to an ex-con that takes care of the finances, then bought you a new house and work from home. Well, what is he doing? Making that kind of money working from home. This finna be another off moment in y'all's relationship, because his ass finna go and do another 8. I don't know nobody work from home making house money. I don't. Me personally, I just want to just throw that out there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know for sure.
Right.
I'm just being, you know, strawberry-ish. So he likes to hang with his friends because he got a lot of free time while I'm at work. There is one friend in particular I got a huge problem with. We both have known her since we were in high school, but they became closer over last year. He got 4 close male friends. They all married. But this single woman hangs out with them. She is still beautiful, and she done kept herself up over the years.
Hold
when
on.
We come back, Lord have mercy, she done kept herself up.
You know what that means.
All these years.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my husband and his pretty best friend. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My husband and his pretty best friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far as a man that's been locked up for 8 years, they soulmates, been knowing each other for years. And, you know, they married now, and he kept his promise when he got out of prison. Said he working from the house, making excellent money, and bought a house working from the house. Mm-hmm. You know, hello. Anyway, he worked from home, and he got a lot of free time during the day. See, this ain't adding up to me.
No, it's not. Okay, it's
you
not.
Work not. From home. You are ex-con. You done bought a house, take care of the finance, and you got a lot of free time. What? Mm-hmm. Who got this job? Where that job at, y'all? Where you can buy a new house, take care of all the family finances, work from home, and got a lot of free time. How the hell you got money and a lot of free time?
Maybe he in a weed legal state.
Okay, whatever. Anyway. We got this... we both have known this girl since high school, and they became close over the last years. Now, he got four close male friends, and they all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She is still a beautiful woman, and she's kept herself up over the years. That means she ain't let go, which means the lady that's writing this letter has fell off a little bit because you had to distinguish her. And by saying she is still beautiful and has kept herself up, meaning, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm in late 40s, I kind of fell off a little bit. Because all of a sudden, she's still beautiful. She kept, because she would have put in the letter, but I'm fine too.
Exactly, Steve.
She is treated like one of the boys. So she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. Well, she's treated like one of the boys. But see, the problem you having, lady, is she don't look like none of the boys. Mm-hmm. See,
but she's fine. In her house.
Yeah,
she's fine.
But she's sitting up in her house with your man that's supposed to be at work, but he got all his free time.
Right, that's crazy.
So she's always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. What?
Yeah.
I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping, and it's no different than one of the boys being there. It's a big ass difference.
Yeah.
She fine. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. Well, let me just stop for a minute. That shoe ain't going on the other foot.
Yeah, boy.
I'm telling you that right now. I'm not coming home nowadays and a dude sitting up in my house.
Okay.
I can promise you that won't happen. And you know why it won't happen? Because my wife got sense. Because I'm going to be about the business if I come up in there, some man sitting up in my house. But I tell you what, he won't be in there a second time. Because I ain't going to do what you did. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my girl. You know something?
Come on, Steve.
I don't even get a lot of quality time. My husband's going, every time I come home, you sitting up in here yourself with your leg crossed. Then she snapped at me. Well, hell, it would have been a snap contest.
Yes.
She snapped at me. Well, you talking about in your house? And said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much. Shirley, what should I do? Shirley told you what to do. And Shirley was right. What is you writing a letter for? And what is she making demands for in your house? This your house. If this is the only problem with my marriage, should I overlook it? What?
Overlook?
This ain't the only problem. Your only problem in your house is, let me show you what the problem is. This man done invited this woman over to the house while you ain't there. That's one problem. Second problem, she bold enough to bring her ass to another woman's house and sit up there. Third problem, when you say something to the woman, she snap like you ain't got no rights and tell you she ain't doing nothing unless he ask her not to come over. You got several problems here. This ain't the only problem. And then your fourth problem is her ass is fine.
One more time, Steve.
Her ass is fine. So during the free time, he ain't looking over there. He don't know she fine. Girl, stop. The man been locked up for 8 years. Everybody he see, he think is fine. When you've been in prison for 8 years Everybody fine. The fat ass guards is fine. The old ass nurse in the infirmary, she fine. The lady that drove the van to drop you off at the halfway house, her ass was fine.
Oh, wow.
The big lady that owned the gas station, she fine. The woman that owned the liquor store, fine. Mother Perkins down there, the pastor's mama, is fine.
Yeah, Miss Perkins.
Everybody fine when you done 8 years. Or do you think that's I'm being funny. Too lenient with this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. I'm not going to be sick of seeing nobody in my house but mm-hmm. once.
That's
but
right, Steve.
Once. Or she could just whisper in her ear, if I see you tomorrow, I'm going to kill you.
Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter and podcast lick her on
ear.
Demand.
And then lick her ear. Get right up on it and say, it? If yeah. I see you again tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. And then lick her ear and walk off. Better ass won't be sitting up in there tomorrow.
Strawberry Letter podcast on demand coming up at 46 minutes after the hour. Pimpin' and its NFL picks right
Ooh.
After this.
Playoff,
yeah.
pimpin'.
Playoff
yeah.
pimpin'.
Playoff pimpin'. Playoff pimpin'.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.